Secret World. The Lost Property Office, Liverpool Railway Station, 8:30 a.m.
Good morning.
Hello.
And what have you. I was on the 7:32 from Macclesfield this morning, and I think I've left my bobble hat on the train.
Your bobble hat?
Yes, that's right. A blue one.
A blue one?
Yeah, it's made of wool.
Right. Excuse me, sorry. Are you the psychic Derek Acora?
Acora, yes, that's right.
Oh,
I am, yes. Yes, I am. Has anything been handed in?
The 7:32, you say?
Yes, that's right, from Macclesfield. It's very annoying. It's a really good hat.
Okay, I can have a look for you, Mr. Acora.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can't see anything here. Oh.
You're quite sure? It's a blue hat.
Well, have you got any idea where it is?
As I say, I was on the 7:32.
No. I mean any sort of pictures, you know, in your head of where the hat is now.
Oh, right. Well, I just thought that I would check with you first.
Because, you know, if I was psychic, you know, I'd never lose anything. It'd be great.
Well, yes. I understand that. But I'm more of a spiritualist and what have you. Have you checked on that upper shelf?
What's a spiritualist, then? What's the difference?
A spiritualist communicates with entities that have passed to the other side, whereas a psychic... the hat's dark blue. Could you check? I beseech you.
So you can't sort of find things, then?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, but not all the time, you know, and what have you. Isn't that it, just there?
No. That's a beanie hat. So you don't get, like, pictures in your head?
Sometimes, yes, but sometimes no. But anyway, it's my day off,
you know? Oh, right. So you're only psychic on your work days?
No, I'm just saying I could if I wanted to. But,
and would it help if I described the train to you? Okay, here we go. The 7:32 would have been a grey turbo diesel express with beige livery.
Yeah, on the physical plane.
Anything appearing? Can you see the train in your mind?
Like I said, it's my day off. You know.
Oh, right. Well, I'm afraid there's nothing being handed in here, Mr. Recorder. Oh, I tell you what, the 7:32 went on to Warrington. You could pop down there and check.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. I mean, as I said, I could have tried to tune in and find it, but like I said...
It's your day off.
That's right. Yes, it is. So I'll nip to Warrington then. Thank you. Because it's a good hat.
Yeah.
Okay. Cheerio then.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. I am getting Muriel. Muriel. Is there a Muriel in your life, please?
No.
All right. Maybe that's for the future then. Okay, there's not enough time now and I'm getting a lot of money.
Flight V100 from Heathrow to LAX, 9 a.m.
Can't wait to tell my friend I spent the flight sitting next to Jack Nicholson. She's such a big fan.
Well, I'm itching to tell my agent I was sitting next to Ms. Jane Horrocks, who is every bit as lovely as she was in Little Voice.
Oh, you didn't see Little Voice, did you?
No.
Oh.
You're not going to leave that meal, are you?
Oh, I don't eat airplane food.
Would you mind?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Thank you. I'll let you into the secret. I demanded to sit next to you. Very naughty of me, I know, forgive me, but when I saw you in the VIP lounge, I told them, next to her, please.
Oh.
Can I have your cookies?
Oh, yes, take them.
Thank you. Last time I flew to London, I asked to sit next to someone you may know.
Oh, yes.
Miss Keira Knightley.
Oh.
Can I have your croissant?
Oh, yes, fine. Keira's wonderful.
She's great. Didn't eat a thing.
Oh.
Gave me everything.
Oh.
And let's see, before that, I asked to sit beside none other than Mrs. David Beckham.
Oh.
A lovely woman. Oh. Yeah, didn't touch her rack of lamb. Delicious.
Right.
Yes, I've travelled with some amazing women over the years.
There seems to be a bit of a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sit next to thin women just so you can have their food?
I resent that suggestion, Miss Horrocks.
Well, it's just all the women you mentioned.
Jane, little tiny Jane Horrocks. This is called projection.
I thought you were sitting here because you like me.
I am a man with a giant libido that waits like an animal to be fed and fed more. I need more food.
You're greedy.
Can I take your yogurt?
No.
Why not?
In fact, can I have my cookies back?
Will you eat them?
No, but...
So you want them back out of spite?
Well, I might eat
them. No, you won't. You just want to spoil my fun, you little English madam.
Give it back.
I know you're
right.
To put
Stuart,
your hand down.
This man has taken my biscuits.
No, don't
I won't stand for it. Just because you're a big Hollywood star. No, I...
Earl's Nail Bar, Soho, 10:45 a.m.
Hello. Hello. Good morning. I've come to see Polly.
Oh, right. Now, don't tell me it's...
Hislop. Ian Hislop.
Ian Hislop. Yeah, and you've come for...
My usual. One replacement and a file buff and strengthen.
All right, darling. Any extensions?
No, not today. Is Polly off sick?
Off at a wedding, isn't she?
Oh, yes, of course she is. How silly of me. Her cousin Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was telling me all about it. And does leave me in a little bit of a fix, though.
Oh, well, I can do you if you like. I'm Zandalay. I've got a no-show.
Oh, well, that's kind, but Polly knows how I like them done. Don't like too much buffing, you see. Just a sort of a semi-gloss look. And she's very gentle with the cuticles.
Well, I can give it a go, darling. All right, just have
okay.
a seat.
Very well. There. So, are you new?
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
Ah, welcome aboard. They're nice. You'll like it here.
Oh, thank you. I expect the political situation's given you plenty of material.
Yes.
That mock the week.
Yes, yes. It's not mock the week anyway, but not to worry.
Plenty of jokes, I should think, with that lot, though.
Yeah. The name is Arthur Smith. I've got an appointment at 3 weeks. Oh, hello, Ian.
Arthur.
How's it going, Arthur?
Oh, not too bad, Zandalay. Could be worse. Yeah, that's a nice natural finish, Ian.
Thank you. Thank you. I won't be long.
But my appointment was at 3.
Yeah, but darling, it's 10 past. I thought you weren't coming. Can you wait?
I've got to be in Balham in 20 minutes, Zan.
20 minutes?
All I want is basic acrylic French tips, you know, rounded, not square.
Ian, darling, would you mind if I'd done Arthur first?
But we've started already.
I will be free in the moment.
Thanks, Debs, but I always have Zan.
Okay.
Oh, that's a perfectly good suggestion, Arthur. You go with Debs.
Or maybe Debs could do you while I do Arthur. That would be all right, wouldn't it?
Well, with the greatest respect to you, Debs, I'd really rather...
Well, I can't hang about, you see. You know, I was the one with the appointment. Did you book it?
I never booked. Polly always makes fun of me.
Oh, not again. Look, I'm sorry.
Terry Gilliam's London residence, 12 noon.
Do take a seat, Mr. Nugent. Thanks for coming along.
Oh, thank you. No problem. Do call me Graham, please. Very good to meet you, Mr. Gilliam. I brought the brochures you asked for.
Lovely.
Now, as you can see, Baxter's do 3 different designs of conservatory.
3?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. I thought you might only have one.
No. We have the Windsor, the Huguenot, and the Stuart.
And you've given them names.
Yeah, right. Now, the Windsor's your basic budget. Low-level brick, pitched hexagon glass roof, UPVC, concrete floor, no tiling.
The Windsor?
Yeah, and the Huguenot here is 3 feet taller with an apex spire.
Wow. And the Stuart?
Same dimensions as the Huguenot, but with extra sliding doors.
Okay. Could you give me the brochures, Graham?
Yeah, sure.
There. All gone.
Right.
We're free now, Graham.
Okay.
Hold my hand. Stand up. Hold my hand. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
I want you to come with me on a journey.
Well, I've got to be back in the office.
No, you haven't. Now, you see that space over there, through the kitchen?
Yes.
From the washing machine all the way down to those potted plants?
Yes.
Picture this, Graham. 4 gigantic columns.
Fine.
100 feet high, and all made out of lemon sorbet.
Sorbet?
Yeah, sorbet. I want my guests to, you know, wander around and be able to lick them. How about that, Graham? Would you like to lick a wall, Graham? Come on, of course you would. Say yes.
Yes.
Now, the floor.
Well, we do floors in a variety of materials, Mr. Gilliam. Terracotta, marble, vinyl.
How about Sicilian lambswool? Right. A carpet of pure white lambswool as far as the eye can see, stretching from the back of the house all the way down to the bottom of the garden. Can you do that for me, Graham? Can Baxter's Conservatories do that for me?
I'd need to check with the supplier.
And high above, right up there, see? Across what is now the patio, I want a huge crystal ceiling. Go on.
Ceiling? No problem. We can do ceilings.
Yes, made out of the frozen tears of 1,000 dwarves.
Ah.
Imagine it, Graham. Imagine it. Are you imagining it, Graham?
Yes, I am imagining it, yes.
A cathedral of frozen tears, through which the golden sunshine cascades like liquid amber. Can Baxter's Conservatories deliver that dream to number 18 Winslow Gardens on W3, Graham?
We mainly work with a mixture of UPVC and double glazing, but...
You are a conservatory company, aren't you?
Yes.
Because if you can't deliver this, Graham, I can go elsewhere.
Ah. I'm sure we can...
There are other conservatory companies I have appointments with.
No, please.
Good. Then I want you to write this down. Write it down.
The Lost Property Office, Warrington Railway Station, 12:30 p.m.
Hello, good morning, and what have you. I was on the 7:32 from Macclesfield to Liverpool this morning, and I've lost my bobble hat.
Oh, okay, sir. Sorry, are you Derek...
Acora, yes.
Yes. Ghost hunters?
Yes, yes.
Now you're a hat hunter.
Yeah, I suppose so, yes.
Well, I'll have a look for you, Mr. Acora. Any pictures? Sort of... of the hat forming in your head, sir?
Well, it's my day off, really, so not really.
Oh, right. I wouldn't have thought psychic people have days off, sir.
Well, it's a job like anything else.
I would have said it's more of a calling.
Yeah, well could you take a look, please?
Yeah, it's worth a try, though, isn't it, Mr. Acora? You know, closing your eyes, forming a perfect picture of the train carriage in your mind, and then bang, you see the hat.
Quite possibly, but like I said, I'm off work today.
Right. Oh, yeah. I just remembered, sir. 7:32 usually stops here, Mr. Acora, but today it went straight through to Chorlton cum Hardy.
So I have got to go all the way to Chorlton cum Hardy to find my hat.
Yeah, either that or tune into the astral plane.
And I'm not tuning into the astral plane. Is there a Rudolph in your life, please?
Sorry?
A Rudolph?
No.
What's that, Sam? Sorry, it's a John. Is there a John?
No, there's no John.
Or someone by the name Smith?
No. Chorlton cum Hardy is your best bet.
Alan Bennett's house, Camden Town, 12:30 p.m.
Dear Mr. Amazon, I am obliged to you for the sales information you've passed on to me. To know that customers who bought Alan Bennett at the BBC also bought Hungarian Tramway Review is of no small fascination to me. I sometimes think that being a writer is not unlike giving a speech to a room full of hostile ventriloquists. Everybody smiles fixedly at you, even the ones hurling abuse. So any critical response is of value, and I shall keep yours in mind when embarking upon future endeavours. Who knows? Perhaps the History Boys too could open on the Budapest Metro. As my Auntie Stella used to say, stranger things have happened under many a Hartlepool pantile. Best wishes, Alan.
The Secret World. A meeting room and television centre, 12:45 p.m.
Sir David, I think you've already had a muffin.
That's right.
It's just one each, I'm afraid.
Sir David, we absolutely adore the new series showing jungle animals in their natural habitat.
It's been a challenge, but I'm glad you approve.
One small thought we had.
Yes.
Is that none of the cast is actually famous.
The cast?
Well, Margaret means the animals in the show. You know, none of them have appeared, you know, in soaps or anywhere, really. So the public don't know who they are.
No, I mean, the lioness, for example. Great, perfectly good at chasing wildebeest.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of her. I looked her up on IMDb, Google, not a trace.
She's a nobody.
A nobody?
Well, you know, it's fine to use an unknown performer now and again. We were all for it, but a whole show full of them is...
Yes, well, I think you will find that my programmes are all about seeing the natural world as no one has seen it before.
Yeah, which is great, but could we maybe have a few really big names in the mix?
Yeah.
I'm not quite grasping...
Well, Lassie, for example. Big star, bankable, everyone likes Lassie.
Yeah.
And the audience would know what they're getting.
Quite a coup, too, if we could get him.
Yeah. Great, isn't it?
I'm not sure that I've heard of a collie existing amongst the wolf packs of North America.
OK, well, we'll do an availability check. Jess?
Sure.
I tell you what, how about getting Cheetah on board for a couple of days?
Oh,
that would be introducing a domesticated animal into a natural history programme.
Oh, but Cheetah's a really big star even now. Yeah. Mind you, he probably wouldn't do it.
I believe he's passed on.
Here's a thought.
Yes?
What about getting a Blue Peter pet to guest occasionally?
Lovely.
Oh, great. Or, we could get some of the stars from Springwatch. There's a swan with quite a fan base, apparently.
No, he'll probably be too busy.
Yeah.
How about that puppet from Rainbow? George the Hippo?
I'm sure George from Rainbow is perfectly charming, but entirely fictional. My programmes exist in the real world.
Yes, but I was thinking of maybe using him as a linking device, you know?
And now over to the Serengeti, Geoffrey.
Oh, that's lovely. Bit of humour.
Smashing idea, yeah.
Well, it's been absolutely fascinating, as always.
Okay.
Enlightening. Well, I've noticed some wet paint on the railings over there. I thought I might go and watch it dry.
Oh, right, okay. Mr. David, to be outside.
Glad you're on board with this.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll trawl around the agents and find some big names for the next series.
Daniel Craig's residence, London, 4 p.m.
It's Apex Insurance. Can I help you?
Oh, yes. Good afternoon. I'd like a quote for car insurance, please.
Certainly, sir. If I could just run through a few standard questions. May I have your name, please?
Craig. Daniel Craig.
Okay. You're not the Daniel Craig, are you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, well, well, thanks ever so much for calling us, Mr. Craig. Well, this won't take long, just opening a new screen. Computer's being a bit slow today. I guess it's good that you're not actually James Bond, isn't it? Because otherwise, I suppose it would be pretty tricky to get car insurance.
Yes.
I mean, if you were actually like him, you know, all those car chases, imagine the premium.
Yes, although I do, well, I am a bit like him, obviously.
A bit like him?
Well, you know, I'd have to be a little like him to get the part, wouldn't I?
Right.
Have you got the quote?
Yes. Does your car have an immobiliser?
Yes.
Are you the sole driver?
Yes.
And how many miles a year will you be driving?
About 10,000.
10,000, just putting that in. Now, if you were really like James Bond, it'd be more than 10,000 miles a year, wouldn't it, Mr. Craig?
What do you mean?
Well, if you were like Bond, you'd be doing at least 50,000, all of that international travel, bombing over the French Alps, car chases around the mountains. I mean, my mum does 10,000 miles and she's a dinner lady. Right, just bringing that up for you.
Yes, well, you know, it might be more than 10,000.
Well, we've got it in the computer now, so let's get you a quote for that. Anyway, I bet you drive more carefully than Bond.
Well, I drive quite fast sometimes.
Yeah, but not as fast as Bond, though. I mean, obviously. Oh, I forgot to ask. Is that fully comp or third-party fire and theft?
Fully comp, yes. But when I get off set filming Bond, the adrenaline's still sometimes pumping through the veins.
Yeah, but thankfully you're not actually him, hey?
Yeah.
Or even like him. Okay.
Well, I'm like him.
That's coming out at £316.89 fully comp.
300. That's very low.
Yeah. I mean, imagine what it would be like if you were even a little bit like James Bond.
Yes. It would be a lot more, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a lot more. I suppose you can be thankful you're just an ordinary man.
Okay, right, listen. I don't know who you are, but I'm an exciting man, okay? Mm. Me, Daniel Craig. I'm a dangerous, exciting man. I wouldn't have been cast as James Bond if I wasn't very, very like him, would I? Well, I drive fast. I take corners like you wouldn't believe. Sometimes I don't change gear for 20 miles, and that's
really?
Driving through villages. I scatter dustbins across the road. I drive straight through market stalls. I don't give a damn who I kill. I give myself over to adrenaline, and there's always a woman at my side, laughing, laughing. And then we screech to a halt at a big mansion, and we make love all night. I am dangerous.
Right, well, put all that in, sir, and your new quote is £10,862 fully comp.
10,000, that's better. 10,000, yeah. Because I am like him.
Yes, sir.
Can you put down on the form that I am like him?
Yes, sir.
Good. I might not have time to look at it, because I've got lots of adventures to do.
Belmarsh Visiting Room, 4:45 p.m.
George O'Dowd, alias Boy George. Nice to see you back in the old Nick George. Who have you come to visit?
Abu Hamza.
Oh, of course, your old cellmate. Well, Captain Hook's on his way.
Thanks. Abu!
Good to see you, George.
Right, here's the snout you wanted.
Thanks. Everything okay on the outside?
Oh, well, I've had terrible problems with the curtains I ordered.
Oh, yes, you said in your letter. Wrong size.
Wrong width, wrong length. I'm not even sure about the fabric now. It looked lovely in John Lewis, but in the flat it feels really 80s. How about you?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. Jokes about my hook hand. Cell feels strange without you.
Yeah, I miss it. Not the cell. You. Huh? Still, at least I can visit you.
Jack Brooke is in the cell now.
Brookie? Oh, I expect you're happy about that.
Well, we've always got on, okay?
Oh, I know. Don't I know? You and Brookie.
We're mates. He's a good listener.
Oh, well, fine, fine, fine.
No need to be like that.
Like what? I'm not like anything.
We're just mates. Friends. We play chess.
Perfectly reasonable. I don't have a problem.
You obviously do.
I don't. I honestly don't. I hope you and Jack have a very nice time. I mean it.
Hey, guess what? I have a bit of good news. My application for an afternoon on the outside has been approved.
Oh, wonderful. Abu, that's great. Why didn't you tell me?
I wanted it to be a surprise. So I've made a few plans.
I'll tell you what, darling. Let's hit the shops. Harrods, Harvey Nicks, and then we'll go right up the King's Road.
No. I was thinking I would go to British Museum Library. I want to study aspects of Sharia law. Hey, you can come with.
Oh, then we can hit the shops. Hey, you can help me choose a new curtain fabric.
Why would I want to choose your curtain fabric on my one afternoon out of prison?
I'm not spending hours in a library. I hate libraries.
It's the best library in the world.
Yeah, but it's full of books.
We will go to British Library.
If you want to go to the library, why don't you take Jack Brooke?
Oh, you see, I knew you were upset.
I'm not upset. You go with Brookie, honestly. I will choose the curtain fabric by myself.
Being totally unreadable. You are always unreadable.
Quiet, please. You're in the library.
You come to me. Shh.
The Lost Property Office, Chorlton Cum Hardy Railway Station, 5 p.m.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir. How can I help you? Oh, Derek Okora.
Yes. Thank you. I have a vision.
Oh, yeah?
It's very, very clear. If I shut my eyes, I can see. It's a blue bobble hat. A blue bobble hat made from imitation cashmere. What's that, Sam? Size 7. Size 7 2/3. Lying on one of your shelves here.
Right. Oh, yeah, by me. You're right, sir. It was handed in an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's incredible. That's unbelievable. That's here amazing. Do you know what this means? This means that not only will I have warm ears today, but also that I'm both a spiritualist and a psychic who communicates on the human plane.
Oh, that's lovely, sir.
Do you think maybe you could tell people about this? I mean, call the local press or something.
Well, I'm glad you got your hat back, sir.
Maybe talk to the Look North TV news and what have you.
Was there anything else, sir?
What's that? Is there a Francesca in your life, please?
No.
No. It's a Frank. Frank.
Don't think so.
No. Give me that again, Sam. Have you ever been to France?
Yes,
that's what I was being given. Yes.
Right, that's okay. Right. You've got your hat now, sir.
Thank you. I'm being shown a kitchen.
Yeah, I do have a kitchen.
You have a kitchen?
I do.
Yeah. It's clearly you in it. I can see you there.
Yeah, well, I've been in it.
Tell me, is there a sink in it?
You've got your hat, sir. I think you can go.
Yeah, that's just what I was being shown.
And no, it's fair enough, but I've got a thing.
Sometimes I tell.
Meeting room in TV centre, 5:15 p.m.
Do you sit down, Grace? Would you like some water?
Oh, no, thank you, no, but I would love a banana muffin if there is one.
Last one was eaten this morning, sorry.
Yeah. Never mind.
Do you mind if we get straight down to business?
No, that's fine.
Well, we loved your last series for us, Griff, where you went round looking at coastlines.
Coast.
Oh, it's brilliant. Your enthusiasm was really infectious.
Yes, although that wasn't me. I never did coast. That was someone else.
It was mountain. You climbed various mountains?
Yeah. Yes, sir, in 2006. Yes.
And then there was that one where you toured canals.
Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
Rivers, it was rivers.
Right, and before that it was about revolution?
Yeah. Restoration. Restoration, that was about buildings.
Got it. Well, very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Anyway, we thought bollards. Mm.
Bollards?
You go around Britain looking at bollards.
With your infectious enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So, why bollards?
Well, I'm going to turn that question on its head and say, why not bollards?
Well, because they're not particularly interesting.
We've got a great production team standing by, ready to go.
Well,
I don't care what you've got standing by. You could have a triceratops standing by. There is nothing whatsoever interesting about bollards.
Yes, but with your infectious enthusiasm...
Yeah.
How could I be enthusiastic about a bollard?
Well, lots of bollards. It wouldn't just be one.
Oh, no, that would be silly.
Yeah. Lots of bollards of every hue. There are moving bollards.
Yes.
Portable bollards.
The bollards of Britain.
Great.
Yes. Well, we've done some research and bollards came out rather well amongst ABNCs.
Yeah, a lot higher than gates or parking meters.
Yeah.
We thought with your infectious enthusiasm you could...
But I don't have any infectious enthusiasm. I really would like to go now, if I may. I'm not storming out. I'm simply leaving rather quietly, if I may. Haven't lost my temper. And may I respectfully say it was terribly nice to meet all of you. Best of luck with all your ideas. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
He has a terrible temper.
Shocking.
Have I got news for you, Green Room, 7:15 p.m.
Ian.
Hello.
They just told me there's been a last-minute change of guest. Mm? Piers Morgan's doing it.
Oh, God, Piers bloody Morgan, you are joking. Well, he's not going on my team. Don't want to get near that loathsome little tabloid. Hello, Piers.
Have a crisp.
Oh, no thanks. Look, Piers, I'm just going to go and change my shirt for the show.
Oh, gosh, look at your nails.
What?
Well, they're really nice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, brilliant. Really nice.
Ah, well, you know, I wasn't sure, are you? I had a new girl do them.
They're sort of semi-glossed.
Yes, that's right. I go for the partial gloss look.
Oh. Are those extensions?
No, no, no.
Oh, they're brilliant. They look really natural, really nice.
Really? Thank you.
Yeah, I wish mine looked like that.
Oh. Look, Piers, how about being on my team?
Your team?
Yes, it might be fun.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'd like that.
Good, good. So, tell me about Susan Boyle, then. What's she really like?
Alan Bennett's house, Camden Town, 8:40 p.m.
Dear Mr. Amazon, it seems that in my undue haste, I may have misunderstood the tenor of your previous missive, in which you kindly wrote to tell me that some of my approbators were showing an interest in the Hungarian tramway system. Only moments ago, I received another email from you, this time to the effect that customers who, like I, browsed for John Seymour's The Fat of the Land, also showed an interest in Smack My Bitch Up by The Prodigy. I'm not altogether sure how or why this is the case, but I'm fairly certain that the commonality may be coincidental. And though I've yet to investigate Smack My Bitch Up, I doubt its charms will equal those of Mr. Seymour's account of his conversion to self-sufficiency on a Suffolk smallholding. My godnephew, on the other hand, tells me that the Prodigy are, though I suspect he means is, absolutely banging and sick, by which I suspect he refers to one or other end of a spectrum of appreciation, the metrics of which, alas, elude me. Best wishes, Alan.
You've been listening to The Secret World. It was performed by Margaret Caborn-Smith, John Culshaw, Julian Dutton, Lewis MacLeod, Jess Robinson and Duncan Wisby. It was written by Bill Dare, Julian Dutton, Jason Hazley and Joel Morris. The producer was Bill Dare.